The Regulatory Commission of Alaska turned down Petersburg's request in a May 12th ruling. The city's electric utility had asked for the extension in April, citing Petersburg's efforts to form a borough and the town's plans to develop a new hydroelectric plant at Ruth Lake in nearby Thomas Bay. The expanded service area followed the proposed borough boundaries, including remote homes near the proposed hydro facility. But the borough does not yet exist, and that was a key problem for the Regulatory Commission. Mary Grace Salazar is chief of the commission's Consumer Protection and Information section. Salazar says Petersburg needed to provide more details in support of the extension.
Petersburg filed an application to extend electric service in a borough that has not been formed. And also, Petersburg requested waiver of certain portions of the applications, such as filing their financial information, technical information, and managerial ability. So within, based on this incomplete application, the commission is unable to develop factual record to support that Petersburg is capable to assume the responsibilities of providing service within the expanded area.
According to Salazar, the commission's rejection was based on a lack of information rather than on the merits of Petersburg's proposal. She says the order does not prevent Petersburg from filing again.
The commission rejected the application, but they may file a new application as long as Petersburg files the financial information, the technical and managerial information, and that there is assurance that the borough will be formed or has been formed.
Such assurances or timetables are unlikely at this point, since it ultimately takes the approval of state officials and a vote of area residents to form a borough. Petersburg's borough process has been in limbo for more than a year. The city council approved a draft borough petition in early 2008, and the city has more than the 140 signatures it needs from Petersburg voters, but the petition has only attracted 7 of the 22 signatures needed from voters outside city limits. Petersburg does not necessarily have to form a borough in order to extend its electrical service area, but City Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson thought it made sense to tie the two together. He acknowledges Petersburg's application was bare bones.
We felt like we qualified for several exemptions, and basically what they're saying is no, you don't. You have to provide all of this information. And so the application becomes more voluminous, an awful lot more data has to go into it. The other thing that they took exception to was the description of the service area, which we basically said was the proposed borough boundaries.
Those boundaries would encompass all of Mitkoff and Mawatski Islands, the eastern half of Kuprinoff Island, and the mainland from Lakanti Bay to Tracy Arm. The city council decided to apply for the expanded service area in early April, and that prompted a letter of opposition from Cake Tribal Corporation, which argued that the competition for hydro permits for Ruth Lake made Petersburg's request untimely. The company also said that Petersburg's proposed borough boundaries conflicted with Cake's borough proposal. A subsidiary of Cake Tribal, Quan Power and Energy, owns a 1% interest in Cascade Creek LLC, which is competing against Petersburg for a federal hydro permit at Ruth Lake. Wrangell and Mangoon are also vying for that permit. Petersburg's Nelson believes the additional service area could have helped the town make its case for the permit.
Because it strengthens our argument that this is a grassroots effort that has very good local support, and we're the ones that are really looking to the needs of individuals involved and impacted by this project.
At this point, Nelson is uncertain whether or not Petersburg will reapply for the additional service area. He thinks it might be more appropriate to wait until the town moves ahead with borough formation. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.